Welcome, ladies, to Lydia's Ladies Podcast, which is a podcast to help every woman who's interested in just developing their faith and getting closer to God. Now, I've been reading this book called Don't Just Stand There, Pray Something by Ronald Dunn. And I wanted to share a little tip he shares on, a couple of tips, actually. He shares on page 1 through 6 to 1 through 7 about, you know, how to get effective use of your Bible, your reading time, your prayer time, and just time just sitting with Jesus. So it's like he asks us, have you spent time sitting at the feet of Jesus, really enjoying his presence and really feasting on his word? And if you're not really feasting on God's word, maybe it might be time to get a new Bible, get another version, or change your pen that you're writing in. Because no prayer is going to fulfill you like the combination of reading the Bible and pray, etc. So you need to be faithfully reading the Bible and diligently studying it and praying as well to get the full strength, benefit of your walk with God. So he gives 7 tips, right? He says, read the Bible regularly. Don't just let the sun go down on a day when you've been too busy in the morning, lunchtime, evening. Pray and read every day. Tip 2, he says, read the Bible alertly. Don't read the Bible late at night when you're in your bed, when you know you're tired. Doesn't make sense. Do God first thing in the morning and all throughout the day, of course, but make sure he's your priority, you know, seek first the kingdom. And 3, read the Bible systematically. If you read like Leviticus, Revelations, go to Psalms and Proverbs, you're jumping all over the place. And that's not really how the Bible was written in that order or the design. And you're going to be confused and you'll leave it like, this Bible don't make sense. No, you don't make sense. So I'd highly suggest like what he says in the book as well. Read the whole context of a book and get a commentary as well. So, read Philippians, read Galatians, or read the whole of Proverbs. Read it in the context, find out who wrote it, when it was written, and for what purpose. Then you'll understand really what God's doing with his word in the Bible. And remember, the Bible's not one you read from Genesis all the way to Revelation. It's set in that order, but it wasn't written in that order, if that makes sense. 4. Read the Bible with variety. Change the version. Read it in the Message, English Standard, New Living Translation, The Voice. There's so many different versions you can read. I think there's an app, New Version. It's on iTunes and Android. Get that and read it and just change it up. Keep it fresh, you know? 5, read the Bible prayerfully. When you read the Bible, ask God to give you something to live by that day and turn the verses into prayers and praises to God. So actually sing back the verses to God, yeah? 6, read the Bible expectantly. Approach the Bible study in the morning, expecting God to meet you there and speak to you through his word, because he wants to. 7, read the Bible obediently. Like, don't just read it like it's a storybook or a newspaper. Go and get the free newspaper at the station if that's what you want to do. The Bible is only effective if you read it and do it like what it says in James, you know? So obedience keeps the daily devotion from being like an empty ritual. There's no point just studying at the Bible in the morning. You don't do what it says. What's the point? You haven't really had a great power time because it's supposed to empower you for the day. So I hope these 7 tips has helped you. They're from the book Don't Just Stand There, Pray Something by Ronald Dunn. Get it. It's an older book, I guess, but it's really relevant because prayer is never out of date. So I hope this one helps you. And if you want to sit down, as I said, go for hot chocolate because, you know, ladies, I don't like coffee. Please email me on lydiasladies@yahoo.com. And of course, have a great and amazing day.